Wonderful Wednesday morning, beloved. And today we are in Titus chapter 2, where Titus is instructed to teach various church members how they are to live as God's people. Believers are to give up ungodly living while awaiting the blessed day when the glory of God will appear. God's saving word again for us this week is encouragement. So let's begin reading in Titus chapter 2. But you must teach what agrees with sound doctrine. Instruct the older men to be sober, sensible, and self-controlled, to be sound in their faith, love, and endurance. In the same way, instruct the older women to behave as women should, who live a holy life. They must not be slanderers or slaves to wine. They must teach what is good in order to train the younger women how to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, and to be good housewives who submit themselves to their husbands so that no one will speak evil of the messages that come from God. In the same way, urge the young men to be self-controlled. In all things, you yourself must be an example of good behavior. Be sincere and serious in your teaching. Use sound words that cannot be criticized, so that your enemies may be put to shame by not having anything bad to say about us. Slaves are to submit themselves to their masters and please them in all things. They must not talk back to them or steal from them. Instead, they must show how they are always good and faithful, so as to bring credit to the teaching about God our Savior in all they do. For God has revealed His grace for the salvation of all people. That grace instructs us to give up ungodly living and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this world as we wait for the blessed day we hope for, when the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ will appear. He gave Himself for us to rescue us from all wickedness and to make us a pure people who belong to Him alone and are eager to do good. Teach these things and use your full authority as you encourage and rebuke your hearers. Let none of them look down on you. And today's key verse is Titus 2:11. God has revealed His grace for the salvation of all people. Now, it's interesting that the instructions on household management reflect the Greco-Roman culture of the first century. And of course, we are modern. We know more. We are up to date. We're not the old-fashioned fuddy-duddies or whatever. And so the values that were held to in the first century don't really apply to this century, do they? I think it's important that regardless of what age we live in, that we conduct ourselves respectfully among each other as believers and, of course, before the world. Let us pray. Holy God, my Lord and Savior, teach me to be an example of good behavior and to live a godly life in this world while awaiting the blessed day when your glory will appear. Amen. Well, that brings another Wednesday to a close, beloved. Join me tomorrow as we are going to be reading Titus chapter 3, and the Apostle Paul gives final instructions to Titus. Until tomorrow morning, God bless you is my prayer.